Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
So this evening and over the next couple of months, I'm going to introduce you to what's probably one of the most famous or most well-used sets in Qigong, and it's called the Shibashi. And Shibashi basically just means 18. And there's a series of sets that were created by a Qigong master called Lin Hao Shen, who was a director of the Shanghai Qigong Research Institute, now the Shanghai University, between sort of the late 70s and early 90s. And although it's a relatively modern set, there are variations. So, you know, if to anybody who's listening to this recording, if you've done Qigong before, then what I'm teaching this evening may be different to what you've done. Those of you who've never done Qigong before, you won't be any the wiser. So that's okay. So as with all of the movements, they're just done slowly and gently, just breathing through them. And, you know, Shibashi Qigong, like all the other Qigong sets, it's a moving meditation and it's shown to have lots of health benefits. So let's make a start. We'll start as always with a warm up. So if you're sitting, you know, you can do this sitting for most of the time. If you're standing, then obviously just follow through with the standing.
Are you all right to put your camera on, Mum?
Of course I can, love.
Thank you.
Hang on a minute. If I can get it to go, come on. Yep, there you go.
Thank you.
See it okay?
Yeah, I got you. Brilliant, okay. Thanks.
Okay, no worries. Right then, so we're just going to start by just tapping our head, just activating some of the meridians that flow through the head. This includes the gallbladder and the bladder. Just now, just dropping your hands down, and just very gently just turning your head around in a circle. So if you want to, you can use your nose, just turning doing a circle with your nose as if you're following a clock face. Although these days they're digital, so that's not so easy, but a traditional clock face. And just staying within your comfortable range of motion. So it may be only a very small circle you're doing, and that's absolutely fine. And coming back to center, and then just turning in the other direction, just doing a circle in the other direction. And then coming back to center. Then we're going to be turning the head to the left, back to center, and then to the right. And just repeating that several times, left and right. Sort of helping to loosen up the neck vertebra. And you'll probably find that you can turn further one way than the other, and that's perfectly normal. We are not symmetrical. And often, you know, our dominant side can be a bit stiffer than our non-dominant side. So doing one more each side. And then coming back to center. And then just taking the left ear towards the left shoulder, back up to center, and then right ear to right shoulder. And then again, just repeating that a few times. One more each side, and back to center. Now we're going to do a bit of tapping. So you can do is just bring your fingers together and having your thumb, just sliding your thumb up the outside of the index finger, just so you have a little sort sort of cup in your hand, so a little bit of a dip in your hand. And you're just going to tap the left shoulder with the right hand, or in my case, the right shoulder with the left hand, and holding on to the left elbow with the right hand, just to take the strain off the tapping hand, or the tapping arm. And then we're going to swap shoulders, doing the same thing on the other side. And then going down the inside of the arm, all the way to the fingertips, and up the outside of the arm. Doing one more down and up, and then swapping arms. One more down and up. And then we're going to progress to tapping across our chest. So for this, you may want to use your fingertips rather than sort of that dip in your hand. All the way out to the side of the chest, back across the middle, and then down to the torso, the stomach, the lower abdomen, and again out to the sides as well. And then we're going down the inside of the legs, as far down as feels comfortable, and up the outside of the legs. And then one more down and up. And then just very gently, just rubbing the backs of your hands against the kidney area. It's also known in traditional Chinese medicine and in Qigong and Tai Chi as Ming Men, or the gates of vitality. So just rubbing there for a moment. Okay, just dropping your arms to the side. Just going to do a gentle twist. So just leaving your arms hanging loosely, and then just twisting your body. So your movement of your arms is entirely down to the twist in your upper body. There's a little bit of twist in the lower body, but it's mostly the upper body. And then very gently, just calming back to center, slowing down gradually. So there's quite a bit of arm movement in these six that I'm going to be teaching you this evening. So we're just going to take our arms, push our arms out in front, bringing them back to the chest, and then taking up above our heads and back down again. So push them out in front as far as is comfortable for you, and then taking them up as far as is comfortable for you. So it's a two-step movement, out in front and up overhead. It just helps to sort of activate, warm up the muscles around the shoulder area. Doing one more out and one more up. Okay, so we've done the upper half of our body. We're now going to do the lower half. So just putting your hands on your hips, we're just going to do a gentle hip circle. And this is a very small circle. So basically, just think if you've got a pencil between your, you know, sort of just between your buttocks, and you're just going to draw a small circle between your feet. You're not doing a great big hip circle, just doing a small circle. Doing it first one way, and then gently coming back to a stop in the center before you change direction the other way.
just very gently coming back to centre. We're going to put our feet together and then just having your fingers together and your thumb apart. So putting your fingers on the outside of your, just above your kneecap, and having the thumb on the inside. And then just very gently, if at all possible for you, if it's not possible for you to do this knee movement, because some people find this knee circle is a bit challenging, then don't do it. But if possible, just doing a gentle knee circle, not a big one, just quite a small knee circle. And actually, you're doing the knee, but you're also actually activating the ankles as well. Coming back to center, I'm then changing direction. Coming back up to center, letting your knees go, coming your feet shoulder width apart again. And then we will just finish off with a bit of ankle movement. So there are two choices. You can either just take your foot off the ground and then just twizzle your ankle around in one direction or the other. Or if that's not possible, because this is definitely a balance exercise, then put your toes on the ground and then just rotate around your toes. So whatever feels more comfortable for you. So just doing a few circles one way. And then a few circles the other way. Pushing your foot back on the ground, changing feet and doing the same the other way, the other foot. So whether you're taking your foot totally off the ground or whether you've got your toes still on the ground. And just changing direction. And then just coming back into standing position. So as I said at the outset, we are going to do the Shibashi. This is set one. There are eight sets, but mostly there are three that are taught. I can teach the first and I'm learning to teach the other two, or numbers two and three. So I'm going to teach you six of the first set this month, six next month, and six the following month. And then we've got some we can play with over the course of the year. So we're starting Wuji, so the standing position. So feet hip or shoulder width apart. Feet flat on the ground, so the ball of your foot is on the ground. Got a nice stable position. Obviously, if you're sitting, then ignore the instructions for Wuji. If you are sitting, just literally having your feet underneath your ankles underneath your knees for most of the exercises. And just letting your knees unlock. So it's just a gentle unlocking. You're not bending, it's just a gentle unlock. Letting your spine just elongate. Just bringing your shoulders forward, letting them drop back. And letting the crown of the head just face up to the sky, the heavens, the universe. And then going back down and checking your feet. So making sure you're stable, you're grounded to the earth through your feet, and you're connected to the sky through your crown of your head. So the first exercise is called the commencement. So we're going to just very gently float our hands up in front of our body, so they're out as if until they get to about shoulder height. Keeping your elbows unlocked. So your elbows are quite heavy. So your arms aren't straight, your elbows are unlocked. And then you're just going to let your elbows drop back to the side of the body and your hands will follow. And then just dropping the hands down. Does that make sense? Or if it doesn't make sense, just ask. So hands floating up. As if you had a balloon that's floating up. And just gently dropping your elbows back on the balloon. Your hands are on the balloon. It's floating back down again. So taking your hands up. Arms out in front. You get to about shoulder height. And dropping your elbows back. And then just letting your hands drop back. So inhale as you're coming up. And then you exhale as you're coming down. So inhale up. Keeping the elbows unlocked, slightly heavy. And then exhale, coming back down. Just going to do two more here. Inhale. The last one. We're just going to pause at the end of each of the six exercises so you can notice anything that's arising. And if there's nothing, that's fine. So that's the last one. You may feel tingling, you may not feel anything. Now we're moving to something called broadening the chest. So our hands are going to come up, but this time they're going to come up to about chest level. So our arms are floating up. Then our palms are turning to face each other. And then your hands are moving out to the side. So as if you're giving up a big stretch in your arms. Should you about sort of feel a stretch and around about just underneath the collarbone and in from the armpit. And then coming back in towards center, palms still facing each other, turning the palms down and taking them down to the starting position. So have the palms facing each other as you're coming up towards the chest level and then out to the side, back in towards the center. Turn your hands down and bring them back to the starting position, either side of your thighs. If you're sitting, it'll be either side of your chair. So taking your hands up again, palms facing each other, taking them out to the side, coming back in towards the center. Get to about chest width, putting your hands down and back to the starting position. So if you want to add the breath in here, it's inhale, up and out. And exhale, in and down. That feels a step too far. Put an extra breath in. Don't try and struggle to hold the breath for the whole movement. Just repeating the movement again. You can add an extra breath in there. Because if you try and struggle, then that blocks the chi because your body's getting tense trying to struggle to hold a breath. So in, so it could be in and then out. As you take your arms out, and you can breathe in, coming back in towards the center, and then out as you come down again. So just finding whatever breath rhythm works for you. And if none of them work for you, you just want to do your own thing for the moment, that's fine. Do that. So I'm just going to do two more of these. So inhale. Up and out, if that's the breath rhythm you're following. Exhale, in and down. And I'll let you do the last one in your own breath. So I'll go silent for the moment. Just pause there for a moment. Next one is painting rainbows. So we're going to take our hands up as if we were doing broadening the chest, but then we're going to keep taking them up over our head, not all the way over. So it's almost like having almost cactus arms, but your hands aren't facing forward, so the palms of your hands are facing each other about shoulder width apart. And if you can't get it over your above your head, then just having it as high as you can get it. And then we're going to be painting the rainbow. So we're going to be taking one hand out as if we're painting the rainbow, and at the same time, the other hand will go over the head. So I'm just going to start by just doing one hand. So I'm just going to keep one hand just above the head, or just, and we're just going to paint the rainbow with the other hand. So by that, I mean just taking the hand out to the side and down as if your hand was a paintbrush. Bringing that hand back up, back to its starting position, and then taking the other side down. So remember, you're painting your rainbow. So we'll just do a couple more of that, and then we'll introduce the other hand. Just going to do another, paint the rainbow one side, paint the rainbow the other side, and then taking it back up. Now, as you're painting the rainbow, because it's a two-step one, you drop your hands down for the moment because this is quite a taxing one on the shoulders. As you paint the rainbow, so as your hand, say if you're painting the rainbow with your left hand, then at the same time, your right hand will come over your head, palm facing down, until you feel a stretch down the right-hand side. So it may well be different on both sides. So if your hands are down, take them back up now, and then we're going to paint the rainbow to the left. So I'm going to paint the rainbow to the left side, so my left hand is painting the rainbow. At the same time, my right hand is coming over the head. So I feel that stretch. And then they're both coming back to that starting position, just probably about shoulder width apart. And then I'm going to paint with the right hand and take the left hand over my head. And you may well find that it's different on both sides. So back up to the starting position, painting the rainbow on the left side, right hand comes over the head, palm facing down towards the head. Back up to the center, painting the right side. So as you're stretching over, you may find you have to stretch further on one side than the other side. So taking it back up again, and then going back to painting to the left side. Taking it back up. So exhaling as you're painting. Inhale as you come back. Exhale as you paint. Inhale as you come back. Inhale as you paint. Inhale as you come back up. Just keep doing a few more rounds in time with your own breath, so I'll remain silent for a few rounds. It's quite powerful to say that if it does get taxing on the shoulders, drop your hands down, shake your shoulders to your ears and let them drop down a few times, and then you can recommence. And now I'll be quiet for a bit. one more on each side. And just letting your hands drop. Because say if your shoulders are feeling a bit sore, just taking your shoulders towards your ears and then just letting them drop and just doing that a few times. Because that is quite a taxing one, as is the next one. Just pausing for a few moments. We'll be circling our hands to part the clouds, taking your hands out to the sides and up above the head or as far as possible, and having not, you're not going straight up, so the elbows are still bent, you're having the backs of the hands facing each other. And then exhale, you're going to come down the side, coming in front of the body, crossing over in front of the probably round about the lower abdomen, or you may bend a little bit further, so it might be down the thigh area. Taking and crossing them over, taking your hands above your head, uncrossing, backs of the hands facing each other, and then letting the hands fall to the side. Crossing front of the body, lower body, keeping the arms crossed, taking above your head, breaking that crossover so that the backs of the hands are facing each other again. Moving down to the side. Crossing your hands over as you inhale and come up. As you turn your hands, backs of the hands facing each other. Exhale as you're going down the side. Crossing the hands over in front. Inhale, coming back up above the head. And crossing your hands. Your hands down to the side. So inhale, coming up, crossing your hands, exhale, coming down. If you're sitting down doing this one, you're obviously not going to be having quite as big a range of motion, so you'll just be taking your hands down to your thighs, but obviously you're sitting, so it's not as a bigger range, bigger circles as you're in the standing. So taking them up, uncrossing them, taking your hands back down to the side, crossing them over, bring them up in front of the body, turning the hands, the backs of the hands are facing each other, and pushing the palms down, and crossing the hands. The arms, the wrist. It doesn't matter which arm is on top, as you cross them, it makes no difference. And you may find you automatically change arms each time you do it. You may not. Just going to do a couple more. So exhale as you're coming down, crossing your hands, crossing your wrists, I should say, inhale coming up. And then exhale coming down. Doing one more. And then just let your arms drop by your side. This next one's called push into the diagonals, and the variation I'm going to teach you this evening, both variations that I know actually have a almost like a freestyle swimming style to them. So the variation I'm going to teach you this evening is just pretending that you're holding a ball in front of your chest, so your palms are facing each other, What you're going to do is you're going to push one hand in front, so pushing the palm out. And at the same time, you're going to be taking the other hand back behind you, as if you're doing a freestyle swimming motion, taking it up and over, and then just bring it across the top of the other hand as it pulls back. And then what was the back hand now becomes the front hand, it pushes forwards. And then the front hand now becomes the back hand, and it's coming up and over. And it's going to push forwards. It's a ball, so you can just imagine that you're passing the ball to the other hand, and you're just pushing it forwards, and you're taking the other hand backwards, and you're pushing the front hand's got the ball, and now it's been given to the back hand, it's now become the front hand. And you're just going to take the other hand back. Does that make sense? Because it is quite a confusing one to teach. So nobody's asking me any questions. I'm hoping that you've all managed to work out what instructions I'm trying to give you. Okay, so we're going to be swapping our ball over. So the front hand now has the ball. The front hand now becomes the back hand. Push forwards, it's going to pick up the ball from the front hand, pushing it forwards. And it's going to swap hands as the other hand comes back, from back to front. Like I say, just as if you were doing a swimming freestyle, swimming or front crawl, swimming motion. You want to add the breathing in. As you push your hand forward, you're exhaling. And the hand, back hand, you're inhaling as it comes forward. And as it swaps, picks up the ball from the other hand, then it exhales. What was the front hand now becomes the back hand. Inhale as it comes back over. Just doing two more on each side. Last one on each side now. And then when you've completed that, just dropping your hands back to the starting position. So the final one of this set is rowing the boat in the middle of the lake. Now, if you are sitting, then it's a good idea to take your feet slightly further forward, so your ankles are slightly further forward than your knees, because there's a potential that you could end up falling on your nose. Do not want that at all. So just taking your feet slightly further forward than so your knees and your ankles are slightly further away from each other rather than being directly underneath each other. We're standing or remaining in Muji. So we're going to be pretending like we're standing in the boat. So we're going to have our hands roughly about shoulder height out to the side, but the elbows are still bent. So you're just bending at the elbows, so your lower arms are relatively close to the side, not 100%, but not all the way out. Your hands are in loose fists, you're over the oar, and we're going to be pushing forwards. So you're pushing forwards all the way down, probably get down to around your knee level, then taking your hands back behind you, and then back up to the starting position. So pushing your hands forwards, taking them back behind you slightly, and then back to starting. So pushing forwards, coming back up, and bringing the hands to the starting position. So you're exhaling as you're pushing forwards, and inhaling as you're coming back upright. Exhale, bending forwards. So there's not much of a bend in the knee, so you're not going all the way down. You're staying relatively upright. A little bit of bend in your back. A little bit of bend in the knee, but there's not a great amount, so you're not heading towards your toes. So exhale as you're pushing forwards. Inhale as you're coming back. I'm just going to remain silent, let you do a few more on your own, with or without the breath. Doing two more. Last one. Just coming back to that. So that's the first six. I'm going to put most of them together now into something, to a little set called Nurturing Spring. So within traditional Chinese medicine, there's something called the Five Elements Theory. So we have, there are five elements, so metal, earth, water, wood, and fire. We have in our bodies, as far as traditional Chinese medicine is concerned, we have six pairs of meridians. So each pair relates to one of the elements, and fire is divided into two. So we have primary fire and secondary fire. And then each of the elements relates to a season. So obviously we have four seasons. So summer is related, it's split into two. So we have fire, which does early summer, early to midsummer, and then late summer is earth. Metal is autumn, wood is spring, water is winter. I've just done it all out of order, but we're now in what's known as the wood phase. So nurturing spring means we're going to be using some of what we've just learned. We're going to put them together to nurture spring. So we're going to finish with a wood movement. We're going to start with an earth movement. So the earth movement we're going to start with, we're not going to start with an earth movement at all. We're going to start with a primary fire movement. And that's going to be the circling hands to part the clouds. So if you're sitting, you're fine. If you're standing, we're back in Wuji, we're remaining in Wuji, so feet shoulder width apart, just making sure you're grounded through your feet and you're connected through the crown of the head. Then we're taking our arms out to the side, just above our head, backs of the hands facing each other, taking the hands out to the side, down in front of the body, crossing over at around about the wrist level, coming back up above the head, turning the palms, so the backs of the hands are facing each other, palms facing outwards, palms down, in and down by your side, crossing your wrists over, your hands back up above your head, turning the hands so the backs of the hands are facing each other, and then pushing your palms down. So inhale as you cross your wrists over and come back up above your head. Exhale as your backs of your hands face each other and you push back down. This is a primary fire exercise. I'm just going to repeat that a few times. Just doing one more. So now we're going on to the secondary fire. So we're going to be holding a ball in front of the shoulder. Just going to be taking, pretending there's a pearl in our hand. It's called holding a ball, but often the analogy is a pearl. I'm just going to take that out in front of your chest so it stays in line with the shoulder, and then dropping it back down again. Taking the other hand up. So your elbows remain heavy. So taking it back down again. Inhale up. Elbows remaining heavy. Just repeating in time with your own breath. Doing one more on each side. And then just dropping your hands back and returning to the starting position. So this next one is in the horse riding position. If it's not comfortable for you, then remain in Wuji. But if you're able and you wish to, just taking your hands about double shoulder width apart, or sorry, your hands, your feet double shoulder width apart. Again, exactly the same as Wuji, just having your feet grounded and your knees unlocked slightly. And your hands in a loose fist either side of the bottom of your ribs, so around at the waist level. And we're going to push with one hand, one palm across the stomach towards the other hand. And at the same time, pulling the other hand's elbows back. So if you're pushing with your left hand towards the right hand, you're going to pull the right elbow back. And then returning to center. And you're going to be pushing the right hand across the stomach, at the same time pushing the elbow back, pulling the elbow back on the left hand. Back to center. Pushing across the stomach, at the same time as pulling the other hand back, across to center. pulling, pushing one hand, palm facing outwards, or palms facing to the side. At the same time, you're pulling the other elbow back, and then taking it all back to centre. So pushing with your palm across the stomach, and at the same time, pulling your elbow, the other elbow back. We've had primary fire and secondary fire, and this one's an earth element. So pushing your hand across your stomach, that activates the stomach meridian, and then pulling the elbow of the opposite hand back, that activates the spleen meridian. So they're the two that are the earth meridian. Just keep going in time with your own breath. Exhaling as you're pushing, palm across the stomach and pulling the elbow back. Inhaling as you're coming back to center. Just doing one more on each side. When you're ready, just dropping your hands by your side and coming back into religion. Now we're doing the metal, which is broadening the chest, which we've just done earlier. So taking your hands, palms facing each other, chest width apart, body width apart, taking up towards the chest. Then out to the side. So you might feel that stretch in the arm, in the inner bit of the arm, hip, stroke under the clavicle area, collarbone, and then back down. Your hands up and out. And you inhale, in and down, and then exhale. Up and out and in. And as you return, you come down, your palms are facing down. So up, palms facing each other, out to the side, coming back into the center. You come towards the body width apart, turning your hands down, and just return to the starting position. Out, in, and down. Just doing two more in time of your own breath. Last one. Now we're going back to the commencement, which is a water element. So taking our hands out in front of us, or our arms out in front, keeping the elbows unlocked, keeping them heavy, and then just letting the elbows drop back and your hands following them. So you want to think about it, the hands being on a balloon that are floating away from you, and then elbows coming back and the balloon is coming back down. So inhale coming up and exhale coming down. So this is a water. So there's kidney and bladder meridians, the water ones. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath, so I'll remain silent. Making this the last one. And then the final one in this nurturing spring set is painting rainbows. So we're going to take our hands up in front of us, just above the head, so the elbows are bent about 90 degrees. I'm going to paint to my right first, so I'm going to use my right hand to paint the rainbow on the right side, at the same time taking the left hand over my head. Bringing both hands back to the starting position above the head, and then painting to the left side, bringing the right hand over the head. Back to center, painting on the left, on the right side. Back to center, exhaling as I paint on the left side. Inhaling as I come back it to center. Exhaling as I paint on the right side. So exhaling as you paint on the right side, inhaling coming back to center. So it's exhale as you paint. Inhale as you come back to center. Just doing a few rounds in time with your own breath. One more each side. And to finish, just bring the hands down, palms facing down, bring the hands down in front of your chest. And your lower dantian and your lower abdomen area. Noticing anything that's arising. And I'll finish with the tree pose. So you could do this standing or sitting, depending on how you're feeling. So if you, either way, you're going to take your, there are several options. The actual tree pose is having your hands out in front of you, your palms sort of facing the chest, your elbows are heavy. So just pretending or visualizing that your hands are on a shelf. Now, if that becomes too much, you can always bring your hands a bit closer into your chest, or you can just have your hands down by your side and just do a Wuji meditation or an empty stance meditation. So I'm going to do the tree pose, and we'll do it for a couple of minutes. So I'll be silent now for a couple of minutes. So if your hands are in the tree pose, just letting them drop gently down. You may notice there's a rush of something, the energy or whatever you want to call it, rush of chi, rush of energy. To the fingertips. Just thank you so much for being here this evening.